Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 30th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. Apple this week has released the fifth developer beta of iOS 13, iPadOS 13, and tvOS 13. Apple is expected to release these new updates to the public in September, and as we near that release, we should expect each further beta to include fewer major changes. Apple is instead focusing on things like bug fixes, performance and battery life optimizations, and other under-the-hood improvements. In iPadOS 13 Beta 5, you can now adjust the home screen icon density. This means you can pick between having a 4x5 grid of apps or a 6x5 grid of apps. Apple touted increased home screen icon density as one of the notable features of iPadOS 13, but it's now giving users the option to further customize that setting. Meanwhile, the Shortcuts app in iOS 13 Beta 5 no longer features the Automations tab, which was believed to be a popular feature among Shortcut fans. A Shortcut engineer at Apple, however, has taken to Twitter to confirm that this removal is only temporary, so we should expect it to return by the time iOS 13 is released to the public in September. Other changes in iOS 13 Beta 5 and iPadOS 13 Beta 5 include a redesigned share sheet that now groups actions by apps, as well as new wallpapers in the Home app, and more. Read our full roundup of all of the changes in the new betas at the link in the show notes below. In addition to those new developer betas, Apple today also released the fourth public betas of iOS 13, iPadOS 13, and tvOS. It also released the fifth developer beta of watchOS 6. We are, however, still waiting on the fifth developer beta of macOS Catalina. In other news, Apple today has announced that it is expanding its Today at Apple session lineup with new augmented reality options. Today at Apple sessions are held at Apple's retail stores and allow customers to come in and learn from an expert on certain subjects. There are three new Today at Apple sessions focused on augmented reality. First are new AR walk sessions that allow customers to go on an interactive walk throughout their city and see AR set pieces from leading digital artists. The AR walks will first be available from Apple stores in San Francisco, New York, London, Paris, Hong Kong, and Tokyo. Next up is an in-store session that teaches the basics of creating AR using Swift Playgrounds. These sessions will be available at Apple stores everywhere and will allow attendees to go hands-on with whimsical objects and immersive sounds using augmented reality. Last but not least, visitors can come in to any Apple store and experience artist Nick Cave's AR piece, Amass. Using the new AR viewer in the Apple Store app, users can initiate an interactive installation which takes them on a journey to view and collect icon elements throughout the store. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. This month on 9 to 5 Mac, we launched a new series called Apple at Work, brought to you by Jamf. Apple at Work explores device management, IT security, Apple products in a mixed device environment, and more. That's why Jamf is the perfect fit for the new series. Trying to configure devices without a mobile device management solution can take a surprising amount of time and effort. With Jamf, you can check your digital inventory, distribute Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy, and more from anywhere. Jamf helps you manage your devices so you can focus on your business or school instead. Go to jamf.com/9to5mac to learn more and check out the Apple at Work series in the show notes below. Google security researchers have discovered six so-called zero-interaction iOS vulnerabilities. These are bugs that allow an attacker to take control of the phone without the user having to do anything other than receive and open a message. Five of the six vulnerabilities have been fixed in iOS 12.4, but Apple has not yet been able to completely close the last one. Researchers say that four of the six security bugs can lead to the execution of malicious code on a remote iOS device with no user interaction required. All an attacker must do is send a malformed message to the victim's phone, and the malicious code will execute once the user opens and views that received item. The other two bugs, one of which is not yet fixed, allow an attacker to leak data from a device's memory and read files off of a remote device, again with no user interaction required. The moral of the story here is to make sure that you're running iOS 12.4, where five of these vulnerabilities have been patched. Expect Apple to roll out an update to patch the sixth vulnerability soon. Last but not least, after initially slating a July 25th date to enable HomeKit and AirPlay 2 support, LG has officially started rolling out software updates for its OLED and NanoCell 4K UHD TVs with these features. Owners of these 2019 LG TVs should start seeing the updates today, and LG notes that more 2019 models will add support for AirPlay 2 and HomeKit later this year. Rumors last week suggested that LG would also bring support for HomeKit and AirPlay 2 to its non-2019 TVs, but the company has since said that it has no plans to offer the updates beyond its 2019 models. Many LG TV owners have been frustrated by the company limiting the Apple integration to just its 2019 models, especially when, in contrast, Vizio is bringing the same functionality to many of its TVs dating all the way back to 2016. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at the current Beats lineup and Zach Hall's thoughts on whether it's time for Beats to upgrade the Beats Solo and Studio headphones, much like it just did with Power Beats. Additionally, Jeff Benjamin has a new look at the Sonnet Solo 10 Gigabit Thunderbolt 3 Ethernet solution for Mac. Read both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Jamf for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.